The conference went very well. It was a conference convened to engage civil society and other stakeholders to start asking pertinent questions about where the money, the revenue, diamond revenue is going in our nation. And what came out of this conference was staggering amounts that the mining companies in Marange are making, but there is no paper trail whatsoever. And the questions that we're asking is, where is the money going? And we're also trying to get people to start advocacy surrounding this issue of diamonds. Because if we really harness this resource that God gave us as a nation, Zimbabwe, you know, Zimbabwe would be a different nation in less than 2 years. So if, as a people, would get to the root of the problem in this extractive industry, we'll realize a lot of revenue that can change and turn around the situation in Zimbabwe.
So did you come up with any recommendations as to what can be done to improve this situation that you are saying is so bad regarding the diamonds from Marange in particular, also taking into consideration that the government on one hand is saying that sanctions are impeding its progress in marketing and selling those diamonds on the international market?
The fact that they are saying sanctions are impeding the sale of diamonds, I think, is a figment of their imagination. There is nothing like that. And what we were saying in the conference was for people to get involved, advocacy to be stepped up, so that the relevant questions are asked to the relevant people and relevant authorities.